The decision of Afghanistan's Council of Ministers to postpone the campaign of eliminating poppy cultivation from 22,000 hectares of lands across the country has sparked concerns among experts.
In his latest meeting with Afghan senators, the Minister of Counter-Narcotics Mubariz Rashidi said the upcoming presidential vote could run into major problems in some provinces if anti-narcotics campaign begins there. Therefore, the cabinet ministers decided to postpone the campaign by the next vote.
Experts believe that the postponement can encourage drug mafia to go ahead with their operations in Afghanistan.
If the government stop poppy eradication campaign, then it will undoubtedly urge the smugglers and drug mafia to increase their activities, as well as it will further lead the Taliban to receive more income from this black business.
But there are others who think differently.
The poppy eradication process has always faced armed response from the Taliban, so there would be no chance for the government to create the possibility of creating polling stations in such areas.
The Afghanistan Opium Survey 2013, released by the United Nations, shows that cultivation of opium in Afghanistan has risen to an all-time high. Now, if and how postponing of poppy eradication process can create more challenges in Afghanistan remains to be seen. Amin Alimi, Press TV, Kabul.